On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Let's do this!
A swing and a belt. Well, field way back. Blue Jays win it.
Oh, God! Down the sideline! Wow! Touchdown!
Unbelievable!
Trying to finish it.
It's over! It's over!
Here's a chance. That call. Shot rebound. Score!
Hey, good listener.
And others.
Mediocre listener.
Yeah.
Poor subpar listener. That's most of you here, subpar listeners. You can give us a follow on Twitter at TallCanAudio, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. What's happening, man? What do we got the Pacific in the rear view?
I'm feeling iffy.
Yeah.
Iffy about this. The Central
this division is tough, man.
There's some downward pressure here.
Yeah. Like, I need a good shit.
A little bit.
Gotta push some of this out of here. Clear out the mess. It's like a Sunday morning.
I love you like Sunday morning.
It's easy like Sunday morning.
I know. All right. Then you take it how you want.
It's different. No downward pressure if it's easy.
Okay. I'll lead off. You fired it out of the hopper here.
This
last
ends
time.
The witty banter portion of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are off and running in the Central Division.
Oh, but did you have anything else
no,
to say?
No, we had bottomed the fuck out for sure.
Okay.
Welcome to the Central. At the bottom,
What used to be the dominant division, I think, in the NHL.
It's gotten top heavy. And then it's just...
It's not the same.
No. This isn't your slightly older cousin's Central
this
Division.
This is exactly right. Your perverted uncle. That sounded fake.
Yeah. Had to copy and paste that sound effect in there. Need to take it easy on the old Nitro Stout, they call it.
Yeah, what do you got?
This is the Cobblestone from Mill Street.
Okay. Not bad.
I don't remember them calling it Nitro earlier on, but that's on the can now, so.
Yeah.
Who am I to argue with the can?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Really.
The hips don't lie.
Yeah, so there's no
second straight show for that reference. It's not a great one.
It was fantastic in the last show.
All right. Well, I got to make sure I've beaten it to death before letting it carry on.
Like most kids.
Yeah.
What? There's no widget in that, though.
No.
Right? So what? Where's the Nitro? Explain this to me.
I can't. I picked
Don't
up.
Don't ask me.
I picked up the can. I was
Don't
like,
ask
oh,
me
the cobblestone.
Bird.
Yeah.
Drink
and here
it
we are, man.
And like a savage, eh? You're drinking the stout right out of the can.
I don't have time for this. Down at number 7 in the Central Division, Rob has...
Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay. I'm not as indignant as last year.
What does Matt have in the 7-hole?
The Dallas Stars.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
That's a stupid pick.
Oh, nuts. Well, now I'm upset. The Dallas Stars last year with Ken Hitchcock tried to run an all-out offense, and that was always going to be, well, they tried to actually, with an all-offensive team, run a defensive system. That didn't work. Ben Bishop is now another year older. They have brought in as his backup Anton Khudobin. The defense, not so good. Might have been different had they been able to land Erik Karlsson, which several teams were trying to do. They were apparently right in the mix. Sagan, Ben, Radulov, a great top line. And to me up front, there's just nothing left behind it. Spez has clearly fallen off.
Yep.
There's not a lot there, man.
How do you feel about the return of Nikushkin?
Indifferent.
Yeah, you don't...
Had a pretty good start. Was he not in the Rookie of the Year voting there, the one or finalist when he came? But he kind of went home and got all pissy when he didn't get the money he wanted. And
yeah, well, that happens. That happens. I think you're going
to
find...
only to Russians, but...
Right. Well, and you're going to get Heiskanen over here.
Probably.
Right?
A little more Julius Honka.
Yeah, and you look
a little
at...
A little Honka Honka.
I think you're hoping with Jimmy Montgomery as the coach now, right?
Great name for a Texas-based team.
Yeah, you're going to see a change in style, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to be a puck possession.
Oh, I think they're going to be better suited to his style.
I have them further up the division.
Well, obviously, this is last place.
I think... it's true. Sorry. I think you're going to see them play a style that is much more suitable to their personnel.
But to one line of that personnel. Like, they're not Boston, right, in terms of that top line and then some pretty good backup behind it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see on the Boston front, but.
Why don't you cite the case on Chicago being a last place team?
I'm surprised I have to. They are now, and again, I think they're in the position that most teams would hope they would be in one day, where you have to pay for having won 3 cups in 6 years or whatever it is. And you go, man, we are left with Taves, Kane, and Saad, right? That is what you're looking at. Taves continuing to decline, I think. Right, is what you see. DeBrincat, like I'm not really sure.
Well, Nick Schmaltz, not bad in a number two hole if they can split this up a bit.
You are in a spot now where you're paying huge guys. They are so strapped now.
Yep.
You have, I'm not even sure if Crawford is going to be.
He's starting.
Yeah.
They seem to be trying to do just enough in the preseason to prove that he's trying so that then they can LTIR him again afterwards. Look, cards on the table. I have Chicago at 6. So I'm not like, no, they're going to be great.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't expect all of these guys, like Duncan Keith is not going to have another year as bad as he did last year.
Okay, but how much do you think Seabrook is going to improve?
No, I don't.
Right. They were at a spot last year where they were going to scratch him.
Yeah. Patrick Kane went from 106 points to like 70 some odd. If he comes back to sort of the middle of that,
I bet you Patrick Kane doesn't hit 80 points. And if you're counting on him to pull the entire sled,
not the entire sled, but they have some guys coming. If DeBrincat's another year better, who you reference, right? They've got some. We're splitting hairs here on 7th versus 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not gonna go to the fucking mat on this, but I just think some of those guys all had bad years at the same time. You're right, they are in cap hell, and so they're paying for those 3 cups now. As you said, you'd happily take that trade-off, but...
For sure. I think at this point, the mileage,
right,
especially Taves, to me, he just seems to be hitting that spot where... Now, if somebody wants to come out and tell me that he's been struggling with...
Yeah, no, he's struggling with getting old.
Yeah, injury and whatnot, but he...
And he's not old and as much as... Olympics and World Championships and World Cups and Stanley Cup runs.
Sheer volume of high-intensity hockey that he's had to play right since 2010.
That's right.
Right? And sort of, you go, man, he's had almost
a decade. Wonder what 6 months off did for that group.
Well, okay. And that is the spot where I would seed you that one placement.
Okay.
Right? I just think on the back end, too, so thin. And I'm not, as you say, if Crawford's going to start, how many games is he going to get in this year?
Well, that's it. If Crawford isn't starting, they're counting on Cam Ward. That's not going to go great.
And Cam Ward, since winning a cup, I don't know, 12 years or 13
wasn't
years ago.
Good enough to play goal in Carolina.
This is
anymore.
It, right? To
oh,
supplant
no.
Susan Darling.
Right. if, to me, come on, what's his name? I just lost it. Starting goalie in Chicago.
Crawford.
If he can get back by November 15th, you know, we'll see what happens. If he's going to miss half the fucking season again, then they're in wicked trouble, and it might be last. And like I said, I'm not going to argue hard with you on last place. I got
know.
The one spot.
And actually, it's gotten way more heated over the one placement.
Yep.
That
over the, anything than we had in the Pacific Division even.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and everyone wants to cling to the Chicago thing, but really it's...
I just think there's enough there that, like, you've picked them to finish last. Would you be shocked if they snuck into the playoffs?
Yep.
Do you think they're that bad now?
I think they are that thin.
Yeah.
Right? And they are... Could they cobble together a playoff spot if they remained 100% healthy?
Right.
All year long? And I'm not talking about...
Because Crawford, to me, is the biggest piece of this whole thing. One of the most underrated goalies in the league. But if he's not going to play, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, this is it. And really, they need him to be stellar.
Yeah.
To make up for some of those pieces in front of him.
Yep.
And I think if he is healthy and he is in...
You don't love Connor Murphy?
I don't dislike Connor Murphy.
Sure.
I just think he's a great 4-5 spot.
Right.
To me, if you do have a stellar Crawford a la 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever that is.
Right.
80 points from Kane is good enough.
Yep.
Right? I think he doesn't need to be a 106-point Patrick Kane.
No.
I think you're looking at, to me, this division.
It's rough.
you could pierce the soft underbelly of this division, right? Which is why clearly you and I are going to have, as we can see already.
Yeah.
Yeah, differing picks moving forward.
Looks like.
Maybe potentially short of the top two.
I think you're going to be surprised. Little teaser. Stick around, folks.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
If you've made it this far,
who do you
hold
have
on to
at
it,
number,
folks.
At number six.
At number six, I have, falling out of the playoffs, the
Minnesota Wild.
Wild,
yeah.
That's who I see sitting in that. They have... To me, what I've trumpeted as a strength in the past, right, their spread out scoring up front, right? I'm just not sure, right, when you start to look at, granted they were missing Suter in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Parise was on a hot tear for the second half before he got hurt going into the playoffs.
Well, and before that, he was just hot, sick.
Right.
And there was talk last year that he may never play again
with
back issues and whatever else.
But came back like a... House of Fire.
And the
Eric Staal has 42 goals. Now he's going into a contract year. You know, he's going to want to.
Well, and that's a guy who you go, they put the panels on that guy.
Weren't you dead? Yeah, what happened?
I was going to say 3 years ago, somebody hit him with the adrenaline shot. And you go, how long? What's the shelf life on that? Because two very good seasons in Minnesota.
That's what the Rangers thought they were trading for. And oh, fuck.
I don't see it moving forward, right? Are you going to get a bounce back from Niederreiter? Right?
Well, those are the guys that let them down last year, right? Jason Zucker, Niederreiter.
Michael Granlund.
Yeah, some of these, you know, you don't want to say younger, but...
Younger. Yeah, Zucker, all these sorts of guys. Charlie Coyle.
Charlie Coyle is who I meant actually over Jason Zucker, who had an okay year. Matthew Dumba needs to be, you know, he kind of took a step last year, but when they were depending on him with Suter out to be the number one defenseman, that was not going to work in the playoffs, right? So they need him to take another step. I've got them a little higher than you, but not a ton.
See, because then you get into – it gets thin with Spurgeon and et cetera further down the line, right?
Right.
And your favorite, Devin Dubnyk. Right? I think this team trending with – like Chicago trending in the wrong direction. And I think Bruce Boudreau, you're not going to make it. This is
going to be it, eh?
This is it.
Those who don't know, Bruce Boudreau as a coach has never missed the playoffs.
Yeah, and he will find a job.
Oh, yeah.
It just won't be here.
Oh, so are you saying he won't make it to the playoffs or he won't make it through the year as their coach?
I'm saying he won't – well, if he makes the year, he'll be fired at the end of the year. Like, this is it.
Okay.
To me, this is the last year for Boudreaux in Minnesota.
Okay. I don't necessarily see that, but I don't, you know.
You're not willing to fight me on it.
Not really. I got – because I got Minnesota at five,
fight,
so.
Fight. Yeah, okay.
For much of the same reasons, right? Again, missing the playoffs, but my pessimism on Devin Dubnyk always seems to bite me right on the fucking ample ass cheek. So I'm going to allow
him to. Did you say ample ass cheek or ample ass cheeks?
I just said one. Okay. Can't bite two at a time when they're that ample.
It's very true, man.
Thanks.
It's very true.
So I have them at five.
Okay.
Missing the playoffs for the first time in a while. They, like we referenced on the Pacific Division show, right, them in L.A., could there be more average team in the NHL? Like you just look and go, they got some okay pieces. I don't know. I guess they could be okay. But that's about it, really. They might sneak in. They might finish a spot or two lower. I don't know. They're just kind of there.
Yes. So you have them. You have them in the five hole.
I have them in the five spot.
Okay, in the five spot, I have the Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado. Yeah. What don't you like about Colorado compared to their team last year?
Well,
which snuck in.
I think
to be hot fodder for.
Yeah. Well, this is it, and I think you're looking at, you know, Philip Grubauer starting for them probably in November, right? Because Varlamov can never seem to make a full season.
Yeah.
Right? And who are you going to see? You're going to see the Grubauer of the regular season? Or are you...
And they lost Jonathan Bernier, heaven forbid.
Yeah, who signed up, I don't know, who signed like a four-year contract or three-year contract somewhere else.
In Detroit.
There you go. I'm like, what the hell is up with that?
Right? Need someone to take those hot Peter Mrazek minutes.
Yeah. Well, and then, yeah, I expect them to take a step back, and they kind of got in, I would say, due to, you know, St. Louis's hit and miss start, right? Their up and down season, Chicago's bad season. I think Colorado was the sort of the benefactor of that.
There is some of that. MacKinnon had a killer year. Rantanen, we've talked about before, I think was pushing 90 points based off that. And... you know, there's just not a ton. Again, I have them at four, so we're one off here. It's not a huge swing. But, you know, the some of the pieces that they got in the – what's the defenseman now that I'm blanking on that they got in the Duchesne deal came from Nashville.
Oh, French guy.
Yep. I keep wanting to say Evan Bouchard, but that's the guy Edmonton drafted this year. So, anyway, doesn't matter. He'll take another step.
Samuel Girard.
That's the kid, yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of the show.
He'll take another another step. They've kind of
pulled. Oh, great pick, though. Undersized, puck moving, good skater.
Seems to be the trend.
It certainly does, elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Not here. They've basically said to teams who kept calling on Tyson Barrie, we're not moving that guy at this point unless you're really going to come with a better.
Right. And they have Eric Johnson locked up for five more years at $6 million per.
Right.
That's already dated. The shelf life on that is.
But it's time for them. Like, to me, it swings on a couple of guys. It's Clayton Kerfoot and it's Tyson Jost, right? What are we doing here? What are these guys going to be? Kerfoot had a pretty good year last year.
How do you feel about paying Carl Soderberg $6 million?
I don't feel great.
Yeah. That's more of that downward pressure.
Right.
Right.
They got some young pieces. And like I said, you've got them five. I got them four. So, I mean, we're just kind of, so, to me, they're holding serve on where they were.
So, but you have
year.
Them in.
I have them in.
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you have? Because now we know who I got in four.
Honestly, you've put the pressure on me all the way down here. Well, I have the Dallas Stars in four.
Okay. That's stupid.
That's a stupid pick. Yeah, exactly. I tried to keep from dropping the R word on you.
Well done.
Because
although you've undone that by saying as much, but.
Rich. Rich, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's rich.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I as I said, and I've touched on all the points, exactly why I think.
Oh, it's going to touch on all your points for sure.
Until there's no more. right? Just exactly how that shakes out. Yeah. The Jimmy Montgomery, the change in style, that's going to be much more suited to the game they play. I like it. Dallas Stars, ladies and gentlemen.
Playoff
team. Back in the playoffs. Well, and again.
You're also higher on Bish than I am.
Yep. So. They had their problems last year, and I think it was old Double Chins Hitchcock there.
Yeah.
Double Chins. Easy now. Like he's lost 40 pounds.
Yeah. You know what?
Hitch.
If you're listening.
Yeah, it's an unwanted, unwarranted assault.
To me, we've talked about it. I don't like Bishop as much as you do. I'm gonna have to isolate that.
It doesn't have. It's not like I'm saying it.
I know.
Oh, I love the Bishop.
Like that. Have that saved like four different times.
Yes, this is it. Dropping a bunch of places.
Yeah.
It's not like saying I love dongs.
All right. Glad I didn't trample that one too. Yeah, no. You know what? I think that's much too high. I don't like the goaltending. I don't like the defense, and I don't like any of their lines 2 through 4. To me, it's not a playoff team. Number three, here I am almost certain we will differ. I have the Winnipeg Jets at number three.
Okay. I have the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah. I like what the Jets have. I expect Hellebuck to take a bit of a step back, and he's not going to be a bad goaltender by any means, but I don't know that he's going to be a Vezina nominee again.
No,
I don't love their center depth without Stastny, which I grant you they only had for the last quarter.
I was going to say, they did quite handsomely without.
It's true. And I do expect, I know that they were expecting Jack Roslovic to be filling in the middle at this point, a little higher in the lineup than it looks like he's going to be able to. Little at number two with Line A and Ehlers. Look, I'm not saying that's a bad line by any means.
Right.
But I really like what St. Louis has done, who I obviously have now a little bit higher up in the standings than you do.
Right. And this just in, I have Winnipeg at two.
Okay.
So we've just flipped it here.
I think all of these top three teams in the Central will finish within kind of 2 or 3 points of each other. And when I had to sit down and kind of go, I don't know, I guess.
See, to me, the difference was, and what made me push St. Louis further down was Jake Allen.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
And what, Chad Johnson? Yeah, is that?
Yes, that's right.
Right. This is what they have.
You just go home and not come on this.
Well, yeah. And again, that's for those of you, that's a year and a half ago where the Blues said, we'd be better off, Jake, if you weren't here.
Yeah, you're not going to back up this game. You're just going to go home.
You're not
going to
be here.
Yeah.
Right. And so I like their D. I love some of the stuff they've done in the offseason, right?
In terms of having Braden Schenn and Ryan O'Reilly and Tyler Bozak as your top three centers, it's not bad, right?
No, it's very good.
Tarasenko, Jaden Schwartz, you have Petrangelo, Bouwmeester, and Colton Parayko on the back end.
Yeah, and I'm a big Colton Parayko fan, which is, I don't think there's
as many, we all are.
Yes, many of those out there. But yeah, to me, I think what separates them is the goaltending.
Right.
But I'm not, deaf to your point on Hellebuck, right? That is he going to be able to trot out 40 wins again?
Right. I think he was a 9.23, which is, again, pretty lofty.
Yeah.
Not terrible. Like, it's not unsustainable, but it's not frequently sustainable.
Right. But if you look at their sort of, I like what they have on D2.
Yep.
Right. I think they've just locked up Josh Morrissey as well.
That's right. Yep. Still have Trouba, still have Myers, still have Buffalo,
right? Like
not a bad group.
Yeah, this is it, and I like that, and it provides good depth across. And you didn't mention Perreault or
nope.
His name escapes me. Connors, what's this guy?
Oh, it's Kyle Connor.
Kyle Connor. Yeah. So I like what they have, and I don't think they're going to miss. They're likely going to miss Joel Aramia more than they're going to miss Stastny.
Oh, now I have to not use the R word.
Anyways,
yeah.
I'm busting your chops with that.
So at this point, it's pretty clear where we have next. I had St. Louis at two, and you have Winnipeg.
For sure.
That too. So not a whole lot of, minor.
And you see a lot of places where people are picking Winnipeg to win this division.
Yep. And again, that wouldn't shock me. I have these top three all kind of 105, 108 point teams, right? And in other divisions, they would be higher, but this is a tough division. They got to play each other a bunch of times. They got to play even the shit, if you want to call it that, right? The Minnesotas and the Colorados, it's not real shit like in some of the other divisions.
Unless you're talking with Chicago, which has the potential to be real poo.
It's going to be tough for any of those teams to be, 118 point teams, right? There's just too much. That's a tough slog through that division.
Yeah, and I think that's worth noting, yeah. Right? But we have said, I think as competitive as we'd like to make it, I think there's also something to the point where you go, if it's really competitive, that doesn't always mean it's great.
Right. Yeah, it might just be a bunch of shit facing off against each other.
Okay,
right?
But as we said, I think the top two or three in this division, quite good.
Yep.
Quite good. Right?
I like what St. Louis has done. Obviously, Winnipeg is going to be very good again. And Nashville hasn't changed much.
And you've swayed me, not all the way to changing, but you certainly have, solidified my – and I was like, oh, St. Louis. I thought I was going to be more bullish on them than you, but you've actually – entrenched that pick for me in three as opposed to further down, right?
Right.
The goaltending, we'll see. But, the rest of the team, they made solid offseason.
For sure.
Right? Big game hunting.
And they've still got some. Now, Robbie Fabry looks like got hurt again here in camp, and it might be bad. That kid can't stay healthy. But they got young pieces coming, too.
They have some excellent young pieces.
Yeah. So that has us both with Nashville at number one. I didn't know if we would agree on that or not. I thought you might have Winnipeg there, but...
No. I think the difference is, had Nashville beat Winnipeg in the division final last year,
yeah,
and then lost in the finals to an air quotes here, upstart Vegas team, right? We could talk about that.
Right.
Right? We could have some... But I think the fact that everyone was sort of handing off the Western Division to Nashville last year...
Yep.
I think that gives them a little bit of hunger, a little bit of edge, right? With their goaltending too, you go, well, what's going to happen with...
Yeah, they're talking about maybe handing it off to Saros.
Terrible
idea. But they
still
have Rene sitting there, how that's all going to shake loose. They add Dan Hamhuis to an already unbelievable core. They lock up Ryan Ellis long-term.
Well, anytime you can bring in Dan Hamhuis and put him down in your bottom pair...
You're 5'6".
You are doing quite well.
Right. But, we talked a little bit about comparing them with the Sharks on our last show in terms of the great defense. Yep. And then...
And me wanting to flip forwards, I'd take the Nashville forwards over.
So, in terms of their center depth, not in love with it. Their depth up front in general, I'm not in love with. But with that back end, you probably only really need... A just above average forward core kind of thing, and
right. So, but you're not liking the sort of the Johansson Turris 1-2. You're not liking that.
I don't know what comes after that. Like they're both to me a similar type of player where they're not your stud number one. They're both good enough to probably be one A's or whatever.
Well, what you have in the three hole is Nick Bonino, I think.
Well, that was fun for a playoff year.
Right? Bonino. Yeah,
exactly, on the HBK line, right?
Yeah. But I think if you have him in the three hole, it worked for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it worked for Pittsburgh when they had Malkin and Crosby instead of Turris and Johansson.
Yeah. I agree, but,
And again, I've picked them to finish first, so I'm not trying to dump too heavily on them, but I the forward group I'm not in love with. Enough there.
And what do you think you're going to see out of Eli
Tolvanen? Yeah, I haven't heard a whole lot coming out of their camp. Not like his compatriot there, Pedersen in Vancouver, right? Who's been just lighting it up and flash and dash. Maybe that's just a Canadian broadcast thing, right? You're seeing more one than the other. I know last year when Tolvanen came over just before the playoffs, they were expecting him to just shoot the lights out, and He was just kind of okay, right? So
see, and decent
but he's
depth,
young.
Yeah, and decent depth pieces too with Craig Smith.
Yep,
Yarn Crow, Cody Sissons,
Iron Hook.
Yeah, you know, you like that, eh? You like that?
I do.
I think they have good. Again, I think it may be thinner, but if they're going to load up that Arvidsson, Johansson, Forsberg line, right?
Yep.
You can afford to go Turris and whatever that looks like afterwards.
Sure.
Right? And Bonino, I think you have more than enough, and you're going to generate enough offense from the back end. And again, we're both arguing the same point here now. Yeah.
But do you think is this, now that we've kind of finished the West, we've picked these guys number one in the Central, we've picked San Jose number one in the Pacific, is it one of those two for sure as we sit here right now coming out of the Western Conference to go play for the Cup? Or because these are sort of different things, right, in terms of who finishes with the most points over the course of a regular season and then who's built for a playoff run.
Yep. Yeah, well, we've seen that.
Yeah.
I like the Sharks. Yeah. And I'm doing that. I would say
everything else being even, I like Martin Jones more than I like
that's everything. What I was just gonna say. Yeah. I like, and now they both lost the Cup.
Yeah.
Right.
Pittsburgh.
So it's,
those fucking Penguins.
Yeah. That being said, so we don't have much to go with.
Yeah.
I do think that Rene has had the more colossal collapses, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Right? His failures have been –
fantasy hockey team name, the colossal collapse, as I won first place in the regular season and then was ceremoniously dumped into
And then lost to me in the 5-6.
Well, okay, yeah. But after that, first I had to lose a 1-8, so
yeah.
whatever
okay,
that
there,
was.
There
but,
you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's lost in the playoffs in more epic fashion than Jones has.
That's right.
So I think that is where you give the nod.
Yeah. So we got more to come as the regular season edges ever closer. Willie will hit the Metro next.
Edging. Who doesn't love a little edging? Closer.
Yeah. I guess we should probably get out of here.
Yes, because you have more BBC on the radio out there, I think.
Glad it's on the radio, not on the television.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Talk and Sports. We'll see you all.
We'll
later.
See you. Yes.
We're not going to be fucking sucked this year.
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.